Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daryl? How are you?
I love the happy sounds of the Mighty Mighty Boston.
I was just thinking exactly. I was like, oh, it's Mighty Mighty Boston. I love this. It's good stuff. How can you not be in a good mood after hearing that song? You have to
be. Knock on wood, right?
It's good. All right. Well, first, let's start with OTAs. And then we have a ton of dome questions for you because you are the man on that. Let's start with OTAs, your assessment of what you were able to witness yesterday.
Let's put it this way. They will not put that offensive showing in the archives. In fact, they might want to burn some of that tape. But
Daryl, yeah, quarterbacks completed passes and threw some touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
All I saw was Shedeur Sanders' touchdown pass over and over and over again.
See his interception?
Nope.
I don't know what we learned yesterday watching that. You know, Kenny Pickett really seems to be QB1 right now. That's my view of the current state of the competition. I still think Shedeur Sanders is QB4 of 4. But he's catching up to Dylan Gabriel. Yesterday was not a great day for Dylan Gabriel, but again, we're doing it's OTAs, so here's the unfair assessment of how the quarterbacks are performing portion of the program. That's kind of where I'm at.
What's Kenny Pickett looking like?
Okay. I mean, not blowing me away, but they certainly are, I think, giving him an opportunity here to take the lead in this quarterback race, but he is definitely not running away with it.
All right. I know I hate asking these questions after I know you've only seen him twice. Who do you think is the best one out there of the four quarterbacks? Who's the best one?
Yeah.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's not that it's that bad. It's just, it's OTAs. It's, they're going on air and a lot of times, and it's too early to judge this stuff. And I know you're looking for judgment, but I don't want to say one thing one week and then come back the next week and have to tell you something exactly opposite, right? It's very fluid right now. But it was good to see Shedeur get a couple 11-on-11 reps. You looked good in red zone yesterday. And you definitely see the progress that, he's making. I don't think he's there yet, but you definitely see the arm talent there. We all know what Joe Flacco brings to the table. And, I don't feel like the Kenny Pickett is running away with anything right now. He's getting opportunities, and he's doing okay. This is far from over.
Pecking order for the running backs.
I really like watching Junkins, Jeff. that room, I think this year, with him and Sampson, I think they both those two guys could be the new Nick Chubb Kareem Hunt combo. I really do. It's tough to evaluate the running backs because you don't know what's a 2-yard loss. You don't know what's a 5-yard game. You don't know if they truly broke free and got into the third level of the defense because there's no contact right now. But they look great running through bags.
All right, let's switch gears.
That's funny.
Ready?
I'm just telling you the way it is. I mean, you know, it's when we get to training camp and they put on the pads, that's when I think folks that go out to Berea for training camp are going to get really excited about these two young running backs because you see it in the shorts, in the shirt, and the helmet, and all that. It's a different animal though when you're doing live 11-on-11 reps. Mm-hmm. So you know, right now it's about establishing fundamentals, learning the system, understanding assignments, and things like that within that room. But once they get on the pads, then I'm really, I think, and fans too, going to be really, really excited about what those two kids are going to bring to the table this year as rookies.
All right, Darryl, let's get over to the dome. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this.
Mike Gallagher, by the way, councilman, discovered that
stole my line
and confirmed that Brook Park, in fact, is located within Cuyahoga County.
Yes, stole my line, Jeff. I listened to my joke come to fruition. Hey, as I watched Daryl's Twitter feed yesterday or X feed.
Maybe he's a big fan of the show.
I was happy to hear him say it. I was like, wait a minute, this guy is on Cuyahoga Council, which I didn't really know even existed. Until
you didn't know there was a Cuyahoga County Council?
I thought we got rid of that. I thought we had three commissioners, and then we went to one commissioner, and then all of a sudden now it's like, okay, there's a council. That's okay. Gallagher hit the nail on the head yesterday, though. I mean, he was reminding people that both Berea and Brook Park are in Cuyahoga County. So good job out of him yesterday. All right, let's start with that. Before we get to the dome, give me your impressions of what the expanded complex is going to look like in Berea.
It's going to be really nice. In fact, one of the buildings, they have a very ambitious timeline to get it up in a year. But the rest of the complex will be done in about a 2-year timeline. Berea Mid Park High School, they're going to play their high school football games at the new community field. It's going to seat about 7,000 folks. I think that's obviously a nice touch. Kevin Stefanski said that he intends to hold night practices on that field during training camp. I think that obviously is going to be a nice touch. But University Hospital is doing a sports medical center there. So I think that's really going to help the players out a little bit. And that'll be nice.
It'll be Greenbrier without the bunker, right?
Yeah.
Or the cost. Well,
I don't know if it's Greenbrier without the bunker, but it's going to be nice. They're going to put a hotel there, some apartments, some retail, plenty of parking for folks. It did get scaled back a little bit from their original vision, but with the opportunity still to go ahead and do a field house community center of some sort. But for this initial phase, they're just going to stick with what they announced yesterday. Looks great. Can't wait to see it completed. I think it's going to make the experience of people going out there for training camp and just going to that part of Berea, going to make it a very positive experience for them.
Darryl,
by the way, Jeff, you asked, it's between $150 and $200 million.
Nice.
That's what they're going to spend. So.
Nice. Since everything that's happened with the state and the $600 million and everything else, how close is the dome to be becoming a reality in your estimation?
They're 75% of the way home. So what has to happen now is the Senate has to vote on this budget that includes the earmark that you mentioned. If the Senate votes yes and the earmark is in, it'll go to what's called conference committee, because right now we have three different plans. We have the governor's plan, which is to tax the gaming companies, double that, make from 20 to 40%, use that 20%, create the stadium construction fund for statewide, and then the Browns would get the state support from that. The House plan was straight, not $600 million in bonds. My view, that's very bad. Bonding this with the state, that's just not the way to do it. And then obviously the Senate plan, you've got $4.8 billion sitting collecting dust in this unclaimed funds fund. And so what they're doing is they're taking $1.7 billion of that with a B, putting that in a stadium construction fund. And that is monies that have been sitting there for 10, 15, 20 years. And they're going to take that and pull the $600 million out of that so it becomes a cash payment, a cash grant. Therefore, there's no bonding. There's no impact to the state general fund that everyone's concerned about. There's no affecting the state credit rating. All of that can still be used for all the programs that, you know, folks should really contact their state representatives to advocate for, instead of angry tweeting at me, because I'm not a state rep. I have no skin in that game. But contact your state reps. If there are things that are important to you that you don't feel like they're addressing, like, that's what our system of government is about. So I really like the Senate plan, because you got this money that's been unclaimed for over a decade. It's just sitting there collecting dust, doing nothing. And they're going to be able to replenish the coffers. It's not going to be in jeopardy of anyone that's owed any money. And they're not going to be able to get their money that's owed to them or their loved ones. And then the other thing, too, is with the Senate plan, the Browns are on the hook. Actually, in all three of these plans, the Browns are on the hook here. The state wants a $50 million escrow account from them, which they're happy to do. To cover any tax projection shortfalls, because one of the main arguments you're hearing right now is, well, the Browns have overly inflated, they're overly optimistic about the tax revenue projections for that complex. So what the state of Ohio said to protect our investment in this project, if your tax projections fall short, we get now to dip into the escrow account and pull money out to make up for the shortfall. And then if those funds get depleted, well, now you got to put another $50 million into the escrow account. And we rinse and repeat this process. If the complex performs at or above the level that the Browns have said it would, then after 16 years, the Browns get to claw the money back from that escrow account. So
this is not a boondoggle, as it was described on your show, wasn't it?
This is not the free ride that everyone feels that the Haslam Sports Group is getting with this. They're investing over $2 billion of their own money in this project themselves. So they stand to lose a lot if it doesn't work. Let's keep that in mind. So that's where we're at. If the Senate passes it with the earmark, they'll go to conference committee. You will then have the governor, the House, and the Senate all saying, this is a good project. We should put the $600 million into it. And then they will, in conference committee, figure out the construct and mechanisms for doing that. And then I expect the governor to go ahead and sign off on it. So the Senate vote is the next big step here.
Just real quick, what could stop this? What could stop the dome from happening right now?
Well, if the Senate doesn't approve the earmark, because it was proposed in put into what they're going to vote on. So if it gets cut out of there, then things get really, really interesting. But my gut tells me they will approve it, and then they'll go into conference committee, sort everything out, and when the governor signs off on the budget at the end of the month, the earmark will be in there, and Brook Park will become a reality.
There you go. Darryl Ryder, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, D.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was yesterday at the groundbreaking in Berea. For the new complex that's going out in Berea, the expanded campus, I guess, cross country mortgage.
Let's go with that
campus. And that was one of the commissioners, Commissioner Gallagher,
Michael Gallagher.
That's right. Who was out there, and he said that yesterday. And I've been laughing because I've been saying that for months. It's like, I don't understand what the county's doing here. The city, I totally understood, but the county didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And yesterday, he just dropped that nugget of wisdom, as they were doing. He got the shovel yesterday. I'm assuming that that's his district within Cuyahoga County, would be Berea, Mid Park. And he said, I drove from downtown out there to go see this, and now all of a sudden I realized that both Berea, Brook Park are in Cuyahoga County, where now you have two major projects going up from the Haslams as far as football is concerned. Jeff, you listen to Daryl.
Do I ever?
Oh, I know. Daryl says.
Daryl speaks. I listen, Andy.
Daryl said 70% of the way there.
Well, I listened better than you did. He said 75.
I thought he said 70. You did listen better than I did. If he said 75%, then we are there. I rounded down. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Five, you round up.
Do you think Browns fans have settled into the fact that this team, what is it? It'll probably be 2028, will be playing in a dome in Brook Park, because that train is moving and moving in that direction, and I don't think anything's stopping that. And now you're talking about trying to pick up the extra. Again, the Haslams have, what, 2.1 billion that they want to put into, or 2.1, yeah. 2.4?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, they want to put money into this.
Isn't that the figure?
I thought that was the number.
Splitting half of the dome and then putting the rest of it into the development that they want to do.
Them paying for the development on the
outside. Which, by the way, you know, make sure that that shows up. And I say that only because I'm still waiting for that new casino.
It's a good point, Jeff.
I mean, seriously, until it's built, it's not built.
Right. Did we not think that the casino that is in downtown Cleveland right now was a temporary casino?
That's what we were told.
Yeah. And so now the new casino, that land that was zoned for the new casino is now the new complex, isn't it? That land there was zoned for the casino, and now that land is going to be the new, what, Cleveland Clinic Courts, I'm assuming. It's going to take over from where the Cavaliers were out in Independence, and that is the land that, you know, when you went and voted for casinos in Ohio.
Based on a new thing going on the river, right?
Yeah. But
part of it
is what it is. And,
yep, it
and,
is.
And maybe at some point they will put the casino in down there, and maybe the new Cleveland Clinic Courts is just the beginning of it.
And that whole new development sounds like it's going to be special too. So that's outstanding.
But do you think, and Dan, I'll ask you this too, do you think Browns fans understand that this is where we are, that we are like, that train is moving towards a dome and it's not turning back? Like, that dome is coming.
You know, the one thing that strikes me about this, that it's a real blanket statement, but I don't think it's been embraced yet. The dome is progress.
I don't hear a lot of people saying that, but I agree with you.
If you build the dome, it's progressing what we do here as a community and as a sports town. And I don't think progress is a bad thing. I think throwing money back into the lakefront stadium, knowing you're going to have to do it again in 15 years, because that's just the way that's going to be, while we complain that there's no lakefront development and the city rolls out, you know, the 15th plan for lakefront development that we may not ever see.
What's the latest?
That's not progress.
Rubber ducks? Are they going to put rubber ducks out there in the lake?
We have rubber ducks there in Akron.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was talking about just putting them in the water, let them race around the river.
I kind of think we should just embrace some progress here.
Do you think fans are embracing progress? So I don't. I don't think it's sunk
in. I think some are, definitely are, Andy. I think some are and some aren't. And that's our world. That's okay. But you don't have to embrace it, because somebody else is driving the ship.
People talk about maybe getting a Super Bowl here. And I don't know if I said that to you.
That's one event.
Yeah.
It's two weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
But it's
what's more important is the day in, day out. You know, how many times can you put something in this facility, especially if you're not going to use the IX Center? You know, I read a story that was in Cleveland.com.
Mm-hmm.
About there was some debate that, okay, hesitation to not accept the offer of the Fortune 100 company with the IX Center, because some members of the board thought, well, then we're just giving the Haslams what they want, which is more dates for their dome.
Right.
I thought, well, how backwards is that thinking? If a Fortune 100 company wants to bring jobs to our community and lease the place for almost 50 years, are you kidding? That's phenomenal.
So there's an argument on the other side that because I wonder, you know, when they said the IX Center is going to get leased out, what happens to the auto show? What happens to the home and garden? The big, big events that are at the IX Center.
You could put them in a dome stadium, Andy. Could you not?
Well, you know what you would hope for is that smaller events they might have there would come back downtown.
Which could
like
vary,
I don't hear anybody. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have those at the Huntington Convention Center?
Yeah, we have a great convention center.
So let's bring those. I understand that the size of that convention center isn't the same size as the IX Center. I mean, I know we're bummed out that you'll never see the IX Indoor Amusement Park again, because that song sings between your ears when you think about the Ferris wheel that was there, which is now in Canton at the Hall of Fame. Same Ferris wheel. They just moved it.
Hope they greased it up.
So
put a little WD-40 on that bad boy.
So now you've got opportunity, but I never heard anybody complain about dud. Did anyone complain about having to go out to the IX Center for the Home and Garden Show or the Auto Show?
You know,
did you ever hear anybody complain about that? Oh, that's like almost out of the city. How could they have that way out there? It's not downtown. How could that happen? You got to go all the way out to the IX Center for these major shows? Why wasn't that downtown?
Yes, because getting into that place was always a mess.
But you know what was amazing?
Once you got there, you were happy.
Yeah,
free
and you know,
parking.
Boom. How can something so little and so silly make us so happy?
The Cleveland.com folks called the IX Center a pit. Said it wasn't over. They didn't seem to care for it. It was a podcast. And I, the only thing I thought about it was, okay, it might be a pit. It's an old tank plant from World War II.
But yeah, what boy, did you want it to be?
But boy, does it serve a purpose.
It's gigantic.
It served a purpose numerous times throughout its life. And here it could do it again.
And help
and
bring
I
more money
on that.
Yeah. But Jeff, it's to go to the Home and Garden show, do you know how far away that is? That'd be like having to... Could you imagine if they built a dome closer to down? Oh, wait a minute. It would be closer, wouldn't it? It's one exit before.
Wow.
Chet is in Fairport Harbor. Hi, Chet.
Hi. It's probably already been explained before, but for the fresh air lovers, why was it a cost factor that a retractable wasn't designed into this
dome?
Oh,
Chet, you are singing sweet music to our ears. We wanted it to be retractable. For 12 years, we sat here and said, can we please get a retractable dome? And I think at the end of the day, they thought, I think it's another $1 billion to make it retractable. So that's why
they would pacify a lot of the fresh air naysayers, you know, that would go into the new dome.
Chet, I don't hear them as much as I used to. We used to hear a lot. Jeff and I were both all about, let's make this retractable and let's put it downtown. But that's all right. I mean,
the other aspect, and I wonder, Chet, I like the idea too. But would you want to spend $1 billion to have 6 football games a year outside? I don't know.
You got a point there, but at the same time, it's not too late if they change their mind on it. But I just think it could be designed into the plans.
Chet, you got $1 billion sitting in your pocket? It could be the
Chet.
It could be the Chet retractable dome.
The Chet Baskin and Phelps.
Yes.
New Powerball that's going to go up to $5 soon.
There you go, Chet. See? Well played. Thanks. Well played. I don't know, or maybe we are ready for it, and people are like, okay, the dome's coming. Got it. Understand it. I started thinking about other things they're going to be able to do out there. Like, there's no way you can't. It's easy. Now you're going to start bidding for a bowl game. You're going to start bidding for BCS playoff games. Why wouldn't you?
NCAA Final Four.
Basketball? That's right. NCAA Final Four basketball. There are a number of other things that you could not bid on before. I mean, major shows that stopped the coming to Cleveland because they didn't want to play the outside stadium. I don't know. Now they want to play the inside stadium. They would play in a dome, probably because of timing. You could do it in the middle of football season. How hard is it to get the flooring in and flooring out? Man, you should see the thing, Dan, the stuff in Europe. The turf on hydraulic lifts, it is unbelievable. I don't know what the turf is going to look like in this new dome, but when you see what they're doing in Europe for these, and not only indoor facilities that have grass on them, right? Because, Dan, you should be able to grow grass in there, right?
Darn right you can. You can grow marijuana in a closet. We can grow grass in a dome.
Dan keeps going back to the marijuana references.
Were you the one that sent me the video of the soccer stadium?
Yes.
That it's they're on like plates, and then the plates hydraulically lift into the ground, and then they have like what purple lights or what are those lights? You know that way better than I do.
Thanks.
Lighting, what's that lighting called?
I don't know. What
hydroponics, something
sure.
Like that. That
roll with that. Grow lights.
Yeah, grow lights that keep the grass growing on the inside. Grass that you can play football on. Sorry, Dan, I wanted to make sure I clarified that for our good friends that are listening.
I'm sure you could fit 65,000 people in there for a jam band concert.
During the middle of winter?
Yeah, maybe.
You could play 15 football games and smoke it later, right?
What, we're doing Caddyshack now?
Yes.
Play 36 holes and get stoned to the bejesus.
Good-ga-ga-looga. Or good-ga-ga-ga-ga-looga. Oh, it's eventually coming. So I as you listen and we talk about this, man, I just don't see it not downtown. It's like the mayor said when I thought the mayor had kind of thrown up the flag and kind of conceded about a month ago and then came back and no. But it's good luck to Burke Park because that's where we're at. Now, what's the city of Cleveland going to do with that property? I think that's the next big question. And who says it can't be sports related later, right? You could have a great disc golf course down there. And you could maybe just tear the stadium down and make those obstacles into the way, in the way. That would be a good use of the land, wouldn't it?
Instead of turning it into a reef, turn it into golf obstacles?
Yeah, make it into a...
Frisbee golf obstacles.
It's not frisbee. It's disc golf, man. Don't walk down that road.
You frisbee not, Pie Company would beg to differ.
You do not want to get in that argument.
Frisbee Pie Company would beg to differ.
NBA Finals are coming up. We are going to talk about that.
You mean tonight?
Yes. And we're going to talk to a former Cavalier about that. Also, you need a little bit of high school football? You need football, period, that you can sit down and watch? We're going to talk about that next, too. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I am absolutely itching for high school football right now. I think we're about 90 days out. Not even. I think we're real close to somewhere around the 90-day mark before the actual high school football season starts. And I can't wait till that happens. But if you've got a hankering for a little high school football, especially to see some of the best that played last season, seniors that are going to go on to go play at other places, well, Baldwin Wallace's Finney Stadium in Berea is the place to be. Gates will open at 6. Kickoff is at 7. And that is Friday night. It is the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association annual East-West All-Star Football game. I know I'm excited about it. I know all those families that are involved, too, and the folks that want to go watch it are, too. Mike Senor is going to join us. He is from Orange High School. He'll be a part of this East-West All-Star game, and he's always nice enough to talk to us I'm sorry, Rob Senor. Did I say, what was I talking about? All right, let's bring him on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Rob, sorry about that. How are you, my man?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I'm good. Rob, Mike, it doesn't matter. And we're 77 days away from the first Friday night. But
It's only 77 days? Wow, I thought it was like 90. Okay.
77.
Wow.
And about 36 hours, a little bit less than that until tomorrow night's game.
Tell me about tomorrow night's game. Who's playing in this game as far as eligibility-wise? Does it matter what division you are? Does it matter if you're going on to play college? How are these kids picked?
Sure. So the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association is made up of all of the high schools in Cuyahoga County. So it's split east and west, and we try to get at least one kid from every high school. It doesn't always work out, but we try to get one kid from every high school, and we're excited that this year we've expanded the rosters, and on the east side, we've also included Lake County, and on the west side, we've included Lorain County. So, you know, we're pulling from about 30 schools on each side of the river.
Kids who have graduated, Rob, or are these kids who are still high school eligible?
These are outgoing high school seniors that either have or are about to graduate.
Hmm. And then how many are most of these kids going on to play college football, or, you know, and if they,
I'd say it's about half and half. Some of them are going on, and some of them, this is their last time to strap on the pads and get it in.
Hmm. What's it feel like for these kids to go? I mean, this thing has been a tradition for decades in Northeast Ohio, and so when these kids get the call to find out that they've been asked to play in the East-West game, what do you see, and what's it like for the families?
Sure. So this is the 53rd year, the longest continuous running All-Star game in the state, and we have a parent player meeting in May. And you can just see the pride that these kids have and the excitement that they have to be able to play football in June and represent their schools and represent Northeast Ohio. And the parents are really proud. And it's a pretty cool experience all the way around.
It's coming up tomorrow, June 6th, 7 o'clock kickoff, Baldwin-Wallace University. It's George Finney Stadium. How tough is this to pull off, Rob? Because, you know, let's be honest, the kids are graduating. There's stuff going on. Football one more time, they're out. I would think some kids would jump at the chance. I would think others might think, maybe I don't want to play one more football game. Is it tough to get them up to speed and ready to roll?
Well, you know, to pull off this game takes a lot of work. There's a lot of great members of our Coaches Association that help out. We have a lot of great volunteers, including Larry Keller and Joanne Keller, Tom Mitchin, Sean Rance, Josh Wells, Harry Manos. Just so many people that help us run this game, and then the head coaches who volunteer their time have to, you know, really get on these kids, communicate with them so they know when practices are, and you know, help. We arrange different sites for practices, and the head coaches this year, Tyler Curtin, who's the new head coach at Lutheran East, is the head coach of the East, and he's done an awesome job, and Ian Cost is the head coach at Normandy High School, is the coach of the West, and he's got energy and passion, and those guys have done a great job. We're really excited about what it's going to bring to us tomorrow.
You've had plenty of guys go on to the NFL that have played in this game before too, right?
Yeah. You know, we're really proud of the tradition, and it just goes without saying that Northeast Ohio, as you guys well know, is just such a hotbed of high school football. And, you know, we don't really realize how great high school football is here in Northeast Ohio, but, you know, we've had guys in this game, Najee Good, Jamie Meter, Sean Carney, Travis Kelce have all played in this game. And those are names that football fans that listen to your show have heard and know. And, you know, we're excited to have more guys that are going to make it big.
Hey, Rob, tickets are $10 at the gate, but that money is going towards a good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, our association takes that money and gives it right back to high school students. Every spring we have a Golden Deeds Award ceremony where we give out anywhere between 5 and 10 scholarships to kids that are going on to play college football. So, you know, this is a cyclical thing to keep the game of football going and alive. It's under attack, and we're really passionate about making it a big thing and keeping the game alive.
Just one other thing. I'm just curious, just because the future of this seems to happen, that the girls are going to start to participate, especially with the NFL trying to push things too. Is the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association, can you see that as a vision where we have a girls game too, maybe somewhere down the road, or I'm sure you guys probably would like to do that.
You know, we have a close relationship with the Browns, and the Browns are really instrumental in girls flag football, and obviously it's becoming more and more popular. And I think at, you know, at some point, who knows what the future really holds for that girls game, but obviously it's on the rise, and, you know, there's a lot of high school football coaches that coach the boys that are going over and coaching the girls in the spring. So, you know, I think that there's a high ceiling there, and I don't know what it's going to look like moving forward.
All right, well, it's always interesting to talk about. Rob, thank you. Tell everyone again what the deal is.
Okay, tomorrow night at Baldwin-Wallace Trestle Field at Finney Stadium, East-West All-Star Game, 7 p.m., gates open at 6. You can pay cash or with Zelle at the door, $10, and we hope to get a lot of people out to support these kids and these families, and, you know, it's a great opportunity.
Outstanding. Thank you for your time, and good luck. Best wishes.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Andy. Have a good one.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate you. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think it's got to be a tough spot, especially for players. Like, if you're a D1 commit already, you're probably already gone. You're already off to school. A lot of those guys, and I'm just curious your take on this, Jeff, that a lot of these guys now, that the schools want those kids gone in the spring of their senior year. I think that's got to be difficult for these players that, you know, graduate
to
early.
To leave high school before their class.
Yeah, and then maybe, you know, you come back for like prom or you come back for the graduation ceremony at the end. But, you know, there are some schools that won't let kids graduate early, too, that they're like, no, you're here till the end of spring, and if you want your diploma, you're going to stick around for the end of your fourth year. I actually think it's a good idea that the schools sometimes force those kids to stay.
I'm probably in a minority, but I've always thought it was loony that kids would leave high school in the middle of their senior year, you know, get enough credits to graduate early and go off to college just so they can play in spring football practice. I've always thought it was silly.
Although, when you look at the numbers, like for Bo Jackson, who had an outstanding spring game from St. Joe's, who left early to go down to Ohio State, I understand why those kids wanted.
He had an outstanding spring game.
Well, I mean, you're talking about having the opportunity to play as a freshman where you might not, if anyone saw you, or now you have the opportunity to be, you know, 6 months ahead of the program. That's why I just think it's difficult.
I get it. I don't know, Andy. I'm wrong on this. I'll go ahead and admit it. Life lasts a long time if you're lucky.
Yeah.
An extra 4 months of being a college student as opposed to finishing 12 years of education in your school district, if you stayed in the same school, and graduating with your friends and enjoying that time, to me, one certainly outweighs the other.
I get it. Do you remember, like, back in the day, you know, we had the Ohio-Pennsylvania game that they always played in Hershey.
Big 33 game?
Yeah. That was a big deal.
I worked one of those. Cruise Stadium.
What'd you do? You just covered it?
I worked it. Was televised on TV. My color analyst was a young whippersnapper named Zach Jackson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, I think if colleges were looking for players still, I guess, you know, there are probably still some openings left and right, or there might be a few where these guys might get the opportunity to go on. But then, you know, they also talk about the High School Football Coach Association with the scholarship money, too. So I think that's really cool. And then, you know, that last question about the growth of the game, I think the NFL is really, really pushing for girls flag football to get bigger. And the Browns are right at the forefront of that.
Yes, they are.
Good with it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I honestly, I'm completely ambivalent on the subject. Flag football doesn't mean much to me. How's that?
Well, you've also got 7-on-7s going on right now, too. So you got these high schools that are playing all summer long, and you know
that also means very little to me.
Are you going to watch it in the Olympics then?
No.
The flag football?
No.
No, you won't watch that.
No.
I'm just trying to.
No. I don't like bastardized versions of sports.
Some would say
I don't like the 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
I'm not a huge fan
either. Just roll out the real deal.
Some might say that baseball is that of cricket. You could say that.
I don't think Mr. Doubleday had ever seen a cricket match.
Are you sure? I find that hard to believe. All right. Well, what did Mr. Naismith say about his big basketball game coming up tonight as we talk about the beginning of the NBA Finals.
You know what I keep hearing?
What do you keep hearing?
We have two small markets. And you know what else I hear about it? And that's great for basketball purists.
But it's not good for television. Like, I keep reading these stories about television.
I don't.
No, television ratings. That's
all. So what? What do we care about television ratings? You don't care. I don't care. Basketball fans don't care. You got a really good, young Oklahoma City team against an Indiana team that doesn't back down from anybody at any time. This is going to be one heck of a finals to television ratings.
You know what I find?
Take that, ABC. You're going to lose cash.
Oh, no. Michael Eisner can only have gold-plated instead of platinum-plated. Oh, no.
Is that the Wisconsin version of that?
It was, actually.
I think it's super interesting that of these teams that are playing, and you look at the NBA payrolls they have, Oklahoma City is 25th at $167 million, and Indiana is 22nd at $169 million. Now, you don't want to look at the numbers for the Cavaliers moving forward, but even the Cavaliers this season were 16th, just this season. Next year, they go up to 218, which would make them the second highest payroll based on this year's payroll, but Phoenix will be at 210 next year. So there were only two teams this year with a payroll of over, what, $200 million, and that was Phoenix and Minnesota.
Yeah, how'd that work for Phoenix?
I hear you.
It's about fit in the NBA. It's not about how much you spent. Really isn't. And in the NBA, what do you need for a good team? Eight guys?
Big three? Is that true anymore?
Yeah. If you have eight guys, you can go win. If you have three really good guys, you got a good chance to win.
All right, let's talk more about the NBA Finals coming up. And then when you look at how those teams were built, how can you take some knowledge out of that and help out the Cavaliers? Michael Cage, former Cavalier, current member of the OKC Thunder radio broadcast team, is going to join us coming up here in just a bit. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.